For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it. Amanda Gorman. Welcome to La Vida Poetry, hosted by Cecily and Sofia of the Latin Babble Show. Get ready to experience talented poets on our monthly readings from all over the world. Enjoy! Hey everyone, and welcome to La Vida Poetry, presented by Latin Babble Show, a monthly series dedicated to the showcase of poetry and spoken word. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to listen and subscribe to the Latin Babble Show on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. I'm your host, Cecilia Ortiz, and your host of Around the Way Talk. I have a guest host tonight, Ms. Rocky, and she is also the host of the Latin Babble Show. Tonight we have two poets with us, Camila Valentin Diaz and Zachary Caballero. I'm so excited. Let's get started, you guys. Let's go. Take it away, Ms. Rocky.
So, Camila Mercedes Valentin Diaz. Wow.
Estoy aquí presente.
He is a Boricua with indigenous African and Spanish ancestry, born in Puerto Rico and living in the diaspora in the United States. As a child, she was always interested in the written word and oftentimes found herself escaping to fantastical worlds. She would craft and share some wild stories for anyone who would listen. As she grew up, she began writing randomly and unfinished work scattered about in multiple journals. So it wasn't until 2021 that she realized her writings weren't random. They were poetry.
Yes.
Let's go. Welcome, Camila.
Gracias. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. Thank you. So I'll be sharing five poems with you today. And right now I'm going to be starting with Oasis in the Sky. I come from a place where the oceans meet the might of mythology. I come from a place bathed in golden light and enchanted by canopies of gracious green. I come from a place donde tenemos la ropa, and the breeze lends a stray gust of wind to help them dry. I come from a place where the people sing and sway. Temporal, temporal, allá viene el temporal. I come from a place that has been swallowed by the eye of hurricanes, consumed yet still alive. I come from a place with star-strewn skies, estrellas hung high like floating candlelights, where to look up is to be aloft in space, an interstellar surprise. Where the hand of the gods has chosen you to ornament the night.
Love it.
What?
Oh, go in, poet.
Después tenemos a little short poem called Brown Skin. In the summer, I am brown like a stick of canela in your coquito on Nochebuena. In the winter, I am brown, washed out, like the innards of a mushroom's flesh spilling out.
Love it. Yes, 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 yes.
And then we have Formica. Crawling around my person, this sensation creeping and coating my dermis, like a candied apple steeped in heated sugar, lacquered over with a bright finish impossible to efface. I chipped my tooth attempting to break its skin, but then I decided to tattoo it in, each pinprick a hiss released from demons I won't miss, wearable permanent art draped like finery, encircling ivy, embracing embroidery, ache into a canvas broken out of its frame, tired of fitting in.
Oh, you got to tell me what that's about.
I will. Okay, this one's okay. You die more this than once. I didn't want to die. I wanted to look inside myself and not pale at what I saw. I didn't want to die. I wanted to yearn again. I scrambled for a way to halt the weapons of mutually assured destruction firing across my synapses, but fear became a faithful friend. Like an unfurling wave, my hands did little to fend off the crash of incoming darkness. Like Kronos, I imagined myself the villain, rightfully cast away to the inescapable depths of Tartarus. I made myself judge, jury. I didn't want to die. I wanted this feeling to stop. If little deaths were meant to be pleasant, then this was definitely a big one. And then I'll be ending with Water Thyself. I was a garden left unattended. Weeds and parasites overran my flower bed. Not a caretaker in sight to water me, nourish me. I realized if I waited around, growth would elude me. I learned to tend to myself and lean into the sun, to bloom with intention and go with the flow. I learned to turn over fresh soil and leave room for new things to take root. Water thyself, I said, replenish your reservoirs. Just a smidge of Miracle-Gro can turn out to be a miracle worker. Let the water douse you and quench your thirst. Water thyself, I said. The water knows where it needs to go. The water knows, and it does not judge.
Mm-hmm. You are amazing,
Queen.
These ending lines, there's just bang daggers. Are so good. So good.
Not come to play.
I'm telling you, I got goosebumps everywhere. Like,
right.
I'm telling you, you're
that was flowing. Amazing. You're
Thank
amazing.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
No, absolutely.
Of course. It's an honor to have you here.
Yeah, I want you back.
So tell us a little bit about, I think it was called Formica.
Yeah, so it's called Formica, and it's actually, I named it that because it's this sensation of like something crawling over you when you feel like something's under your skin. And Formica is the Latin word for ant, like hormiga. Mm. And this was describing how the catharsis of getting a tattoo and how it can be healing. So this past summer I got my first tattoo, and since then I now have 7.
Nice.
So it's just trying to describe how sometimes pain with a purpose for art and for relief can be healing. And that's what I wanted to bring out there as a reasoning. Because some people, there's obviously still a stigma around tattoos. Like, I guess I would fail. You look like you're a criminal. Or like, why would you ruin your body like that? It's like, no, it's something permanent, you know? And it's saying something about myself. It tells a story. It's like, I'm
not. Yes, yes. I love that. And I have a few myself, so I totally agree.
How can you teach me how to write some poetry, girl? I don't have that talent at all. At all. And everybody's like, oh, it's just easy. But I mean, the way you spit it, the way you were singing it, it was like so impressive.
It's like
I love that.
It's like those little pensamientos that like run through your head like a little wisp.
Right.
Don't let it run away. Write it down. And then later on, look back at it and be like, what does this mean? Why did I think this? What does this make me feel? And literally, it'll just flow.
Wow.
I think I'll leave that to you, too.
Yeah.
I'll just be the spectator. And I love
it.
Everything you guys do.
Absolutely.
I stay in my lane. I know my lane. But it was beautiful, Camila. Thank you.
So Camila now identifies as a self-proclaimed poetisa, is that how I want to say it? And in the process of writing her first poetry collection for publication with Alegria Publishing, it's called Morivivi, to have died yet lived, a confessional style poetry. It will cover her mental health journey, themes of identity and womanhood, and her beloved Puerto Rico. If you are interested in following Camila on her journey towards publication and other adventures, she can be found on Instagram through her handle at Kams, K-A-M-S underscore Conchispas, C-O-N-C-H-I-S-P-A-S.
I love her. She throws in little nuggets in there all the time.
Love it.
I love it. And you just finished your book too, right? You told me it was in the editing process.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm in a place where I've finished in terms of the poems that belong in this collection. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in a different stage. And I'm still in the process of like editing and maybe revising. But yeah.
Well, let us know as soon as it drops so that we can push it. It's going to be beautiful. I already know.
Definitely.
You got that fuego. And then next we have our poet, Zachary Caballero. Hey, Zachary.
Hello, hello. Oh, I'm hyped. I'm hyped. I want to stand, but I'm sitting. So that's
you guys are in for a treat, only because I've seen him before. But yeah, you guys are in for a treat. He also performed at the Illis Poetry Slam in Modesto, California. He is a first-generation trial lawyer, nationally recognized poet, and public speaker. Zachary and his poems have been featured on HuffPo's Latino Voices and as one of the top 10 spoken word poets who speak to a diverse Latino issues. We Are Me Too, Write About Now Poetry, and the Austin International Poetry Festival. I looked that up. That looks fun. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
As a descendant, yeah, it looks amazing. As a descendant of immigrants and the son of a veteran, Zachary is passionate about sharing his story and helping serving others in any way he can. Welcome, Zachary.
Thank you for having me, Cecilia. Thank you, Raquel.
Amazing.
And happy to share space with Camila. Such an honor, especially for Women's Month year. Yes. And if Women's Day just passed, can I just acknowledge the space? Because I was raised by strong women, and I love strong women. And
Thank you.
I married a strong woman too, so I'm just blessed. I'm blessed.
Right.
So I'm going to share a few poems in that vein. This poem is for my grandmother, Caballero, and my grandpa Caballero, who are in the sky. And this poem is called Spoliation, Then Resurrection. I'm standing on the balcony of a high rise, 21 stories high. The sun licks my face like bright smoke I try to chase, but when I begin, my brain spins in typical fashion and I become a boy in my head again, remembering my dad's childhood home, one story high, ceilings low, eventually bulldozed to the ground years after my grandpa passed away. Gas had snuck through the walls like a ghost wearing perfume and had destroyed every room. Picture this. A ghost house with a screen door, porch swing, and 1 million pair of saintly eyes, not watching but staring at you like you're trying to get into heaven, but you're only 7. The Virgin hangs above the door, and her eyes pour out like a river. But walk through the door, ignore the gods. On the first door, on the left, is a bald man with big hands. He holds a guitar and a cigarette. His essence was cinematic. He's like a Mexican BFG. His love, big, friendly, and giant. When his memory went dark, his mind became an exploding star. Erratic but catastrophically hilarious. Fact, my grandpa Caballero laughed at his own jokes. Fact, I do too. The ritual of our greeting when I was a boy went exactly like this. Hey, Grandpa. And he'd ask, how's your ugly daddy? And I never had a comeback. His laughter billowed out the room like a ballad built with smoke. And he'd flick his guitar with his right wrist, ash his smoke, his unforgetful fingertips moving quick, much like my hands when I wrote this poem. Now, the funny thing is, all my life, my mother looked at me and remarked, oh, Lord, you look just like your father. And it is remarkable how she sees the same face of the same boy who gave her first kiss on the dance floor when no one was looking, the same face that faced my grandfather in the front room with my grandma in the kitchen stacking tortillas higher than the skyscrapers in front of me. I remember watching her dig her hands into a bucket of flour, which I always mistook for a bucket of paint. I remember the tortilla beginning from nothing, a blank canvas becoming nourishment. And if I really think about it, she really was an artist, pounding tortillas with her fist? Did they look like different phases of the moon painted against the Comal sky? And I imagine in this ghost house, my ghost grandfather, the two of us in this phantom room, and me finally ready with my comeback. How's my daddy's ugly daddy? Ha! And he would erupt again, his laughter howling out the house back into the universe. Yes, this poem is about returning, about the indestructible ghosts inside of us, the tortillas I once confused for the moon, how faces are places we return to, my grandfather's spirit rising high inside of me. I am learning that my breath is the last thing this earth will ever inherit. I am learning how to rebuild from the blueprint in my blood. And did I mention his name was Jesus?
Ooh.
That was beautiful. Yeah. Exploding star. I love that. Yeah. Oh my God. I almost cried.
Faces are returning. There was a part I was like, wow. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I want some homemade tortillas.
Oh gosh, I know. Food and love for me are the same house on the same street. Right. You know?
Yeah, that was amazing. I can smell it.
Thank you so much. I really have learned a lot about my history and my family through, funny enough, my older family members posting pictures on Facebook and like telling the stories that come with it. And, you know, when I started law school and I started writing a little less, I really wanted to learn more about my family and, you know, really my ancestors, you know, the ones who had to fight and work and survive to get me here. And so a lot of my poems tonight are in that vein and that honor to dedicate to them and their space and time. That's
awesome.
And so, thank you. And so, this poem is from our.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
So this poem is called KIA, which stands for Killed in Action, the Forgotten War, and it's for my great uncle Pedro Caballero, who died in the Korean War. If a citizen is a part of their country, and the flag is a symbol of our country, then every citizen is a symbol. A glimpse at recent American history will tell you citizenship is divisive. It's actually dividing us like the wall we build in our heads to stop the body of flaws we only want to love us back if only. They say that the Constitution is a law for all seasons, but so is grief. I want to talk about the flag, but first, I want to talk about the wall of my childhood. There is a wall that no longer stands in the living room of my grandparents' house in Lockhart, Texas. It is the fallen wall of carrying portraits of men in my family in their service uniforms, smiling like statues of virtue, mijos of another time. I belong to the legacy of eyes of men with purpose. Obviously, I stared into each and one of them, like the way any Mexican boy stares at a Mexican man, like gods who share my name. When I speak about this wall, blood runs through my heart without a breath to spare, but I need space. I need to save space for this story. In this story, my great uncle Pedro Caballero was killed in action on March 9th, 1951, in the war with two names, the Korean War and the Forgotten War. Don't worry, his remains were recovered, which means his body was not forgotten, even if the war was. In Washington, D.C., the Korean War Veteran Memorial is less than 2 miles away from the White House. It was the same White House that wants to build a wall between the borders of my blood. This poem is where I cross back into myself, back to February 1946, when my great-grandfather Tiburcio Caballero applied for and was granted a suspension of deportation at the immigration office in Brownsville, Texas, which means my great-grandfather gained a flag, but not his citizenship. He gained a country and then lost his son to the same country he now symbolized. Did you know that the colors of our flag have a special meaning? Red is for courage, white is for truth, blue is for justice. I see a sticker that commands, remember the troops. Tiburcio lost a son to a war nobody remembers. Killed in action, Pedro's body wrapped in courage, truth, justice. I want to talk about that flag, how it is both symbol and an object, heavy like the coffin of Pedro's body, but I am not a pallbearer in this poem. In this poem, I am in the fifth grade color guard, where I carry the American flag like an ode to democracy. Picture it. A Mexican boy in a bowl cut presents the flag before the morning's pledge to America. Left, 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 right, left. I practiced my steps and my breath the night before until I was a perfect citizen. Or at least a part of this country. You know, if I stopped writing poems about Mexican people, about my people, I'd probably vanish like a war we forgot we lost, like the blood in Pedro's body, red as the republic for which it stands, one nation's wall between justice and liberty for all. Thank you.
Wow. Man, first of all, respect to your great uncle.
My great uncle, yeah. Yeah.
He's great uncle. Wow.
He's listening to
that. Thank you.
All of those that
you have such a slam poet voice.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
You know, it's funny you say that. I'm a poet, but slam poetry was my portal into the poetry world. And so since I'm turning 30 this year, and I slammed for the first time when I was 13 years old. I did not do very good, and it took me years to have the courage to say I'm ready to do that again. But yeah, I for the better part of my life, almost half my life, I've been in various spoken word communities that hold me up and build me up. So astute observation. For sure.
Well,
oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And 13 reciting poetry is very, super. Very impressive.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I had an older brother who's a poet as well, and he was slamming and going to open mics. His name is Brent, and he inspired me. Funny enough, my birthday is the same same day as my wife's birthday, Adela. We have the same birthday. Oh, pretty nice. Cool.
Happy birthday,
yes,
Adela.
Yes. So I'm going to read a poem for her.
Awesome.
I need to find
it. Yes.
Yeah.
A woman's month.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
We got all hype.
So, you know, April's National Poetry Month, and I for the last 8-7 years, I've been writing a poem a day in April for National Poetry Month. And so I wrote this poem for our birthday, her birthday, on April 2nd in 2019.
Well, I want to clone you.
Right? Oh, that's amazing. So
I got five brothers.
Really? All right. I win them. Give them my number. My handle is absolutely. Go ahead. Let's hear it, Zach.
It's a poem for Adela. I adore the world through your eyes, green, and I swear sometimes blue. Who you are is my favorite story to tell. Today you were born and so was I, and we are here, and I am here to love you with all of my body, with every word that finds meaning in the shadow of your name, Adela. Did you know there is a name for when the rain and the earth meet? Petrichor. The scent of green and sometimes blue brews in the Houston air, and we both walk through it, the two of us, together, together, together. Adela, you are joy by another name. I never wanted it all. I only ever wanted a safe place to fall in your arms. I tell you, when I hurt you, I feel small and unworthy of all that you are. And your voice is a curtain pulled back, as if to say, there is a stage where our love rehearses every day, where our love runs its lines before showtime, where our love forgets its words but never its purpose, where our love stands hand to heart before a crowd and takes a bow. And I become a giant in my gratitude. Adela, you carry me without any stage direction. Lying in bed, you look at me like a daydream come to life, and I see myself in your eyes, green and sometimes blue, and I become a fraction of the sun, hoping to shine through you. Adela, your heart is a mirror that holds the love I thought I lost. And I've never been so happy to be wrong. Thank you.
That is so beautiful.
I was waiting for you to say, Adela, eres lo que mi ser anhela.
Hold on, let me write that down real quick.
Till in the morning.
Oh, thank you, y'all. Thank beautiful. You so much. I appreciate that.
The good thing, like, love still exists. But yeah, Adela,
yeah. Hey, she'll be glad to hear that. She'll be glad to hear that. Okay, I'm so grateful for y'all. I have two more poems. I'm not going to perform this poem, but one poem that I wrote a long time ago was called When You Say My Name, and it was about my last name, Caballero. And, you know, for a long time I focused on that, but then I wanted to think about our first names and what those names mean and how they get passed down. And, you know, my name's Zachary. My brothers are names, you know, Brent, Corey, Jesse. You know, generationally, these are different names. And so this poem is called After. And it's for all my family. Did you know Mexican people have a parade in their mouths each time we are asked, who are you? Did you know the dead leave a legacy we celebrate each time we answer, who are you? Did you know your name is your family history throwing a parade? Did you know that the play of my family history plays out in the names we give our kids? Hi, my name is Zachary Frederick Caballero. My brothers are named Corey, Brittany, Jesse, and Kyler. On my mom's side, I have cousins named Courtney, Grace, Haley, Daniel, Cody, Ryan, Christina. I have aunts named Karen, Cindy, Nina, and of course, my mother, Diane. My grandma's name is Sue, and my grandpa's name is Fred. Now let's pretend I didn't tell you my last name was Caballero. When you hear those names, what faces do you see? Is it still me? My grandpa Fred calls my grandma Huera, a term endeared with both love and fear, a term translated to light-skinned, a fair-skinned Latina. And I flash back to my grandma's past. In the 50s, she told me she had to hide her tongue. That if she wanted to go to public school in Texas, she could not speak Spanish. That if she passed as white, she would be accepted. And I wonder if that same little girl held her tongue when she named the next generation of Mexican women, because I know as a child, it is easier to swallow your history than it is to ensure its survival. On my dad's side, I have cousins named Marisol, Angelica, Bella, Teresa, my aunts have names like Mary, Gloria, Guadalupe, Florence, Eloisa, Francis, Irene. My uncles have names like Jesse and Johnny, Toby and Pete, John. Of course, my dad's name is Paul. My grandpa's name is Jesus, and my grandma's name is Teresa. My middle name is Frederick, after my grandpa Fred. My brothers have middle names like Paul, after my dad, like Philemon, after my great uncle who died before I knew him. See, my family has found comfort in the names that make us known. Our names are not blameless. My name is not without legacy. Our names are the gifts we unwrap each time our bodies feel trapped in a country that wants to extinguish us. But what is a legacy if not the enemy of ash? On Valentine's Day of 2017, my baby brother Jesse welcomed his firstborn daughter into this world. Her name is Jesse Diane Caballero, after my mother, after my uncle Jesse, that we say her name like a blessing, like an incantation to those who came before us. When I have a son, I will name him Pablo, the Spanish translation of Paul, after my father, after my best friend Pablo, after my favorite poet Pablo Neruda, Pablo Caballero. Pablo Caballero. Yes, my son's name will rhyme with itself, like history seeing itself reflect in the mirror, like a legacy lies beneath his tongue, and all he has to do is introduce himself. Did you know that our names are the anchors we use to keep our family afloat through the generations? Yes, my name is Zachary, but like any Chicano, I throw my voice into the universe like a chonkla. Thank you.
Listen.
Nice. Beautiful.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you. You know,
like that's I love you. Saying my name, and I love saying yes. It in, like, the accent that it's supposed to be said. So yes. Like, I, yeah.
And let me tell you, Zach, I love that country draw you got with the grandpa.
Hey, don't. You know, don't twist it, y'all. I grew up in Texas. I was born just to get some small street cred. I was born in Redondo Beach, California. Okay. My father was in the Navy, but we moved to Texas when I was like 1.5, 2. So, you know, I don't right. claim allegiance, right. But yeah, you know, I'm a Texas boy. Sweet tea, through, barbecue, through. All that
Texas
stuff.
Barbecue ever. Let me
tell Tejano, you. Chicano.
And I heard him in the Bay. And I heard him out in
yeah,
the Bay.
Yeah, right. So. You know, but interestingly, I'm in Houston. Houston's, you know, one of the most diverse cities in America. So I feel like I'm grateful to be in this space and, like, to feel, like, you know, growing with all the great communities around mm-hmm. me. So
surrounded by
this. Hell yeah. Absolutely. So this poem is called The Long Goodbye, which is a theme in my family's interactions whenever we have an event. So much like I don't want to leave this show, but this is I'm not leaving. This is just my last poem. So thank you for having me and listening to me. I'm honored.
I'll listen to you both all day.
I'm honored. I was like, oh, it's over?
My family chooses the long goodbye to close the distance between us. We don't want to leave even when we're actually leaving. Even when returning home is the last thing left to do, it's not our style. We choose to linger, stick around, embrace again, our soft brown hands wrapped around our soft brown bodies. My grandma whispering blessings across the back of my neck. Red lipstick stuck to my cheeks like scripture. My aunt's kisses, my grandfather's wisdom. A bowl of tortillas sitting in the center of the island. An invitation to stay, a warm place to put your hands. The swing set closer to the sky each time we sit next to each other. Our bodies, old memories fitting against new stories. I think the hardest thing to do is leave anywhere when you don't want to. Not always knowing what you wish you knew. Is it so bad to be late then, when the door is such a chore to open? Let us rest in the love we give, on the couch, sitting outside in the backyard, grandma's flowers changing colors and shape, their petals holding on to the stem, not wanting to leave, even when the season has come to an end. Thank you so very much, y'all.
I understand that feeling.
Thank
so
you,
deeply.
Zachary.
Like,
seriously.
Those long-ass goodbyes, like, that word, linger. Yes, it's lingering. It's finding an excuse to stay. Like, oh, did you just say goodbye to this person and this person, this person? Oh, this person wants to give you a gift. This person was asking for you. Like being, like, literally at the door.
Absolutely.
But still, like, one foot out. Like,
making sure you got the extra food wrapped up and, you know, like... Oh, take on the pictures. Yeah, no, it's one of my favorite things. Yes, like, oh, crap. Oh, it's so funny, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, my parents were divorced when I was young. I had four brothers before my mom got remarried, had another son. But she raised us, and we were so busy, and we had so many things happening. She was taking us to family members and grandma's house. I remember all my older brothers and even me were like, can we leave? Can we leave? And it's just how funny the ebb and flow of time teaches us to stay, you know. Don't go against that. And so, I'm glad we could share that feeling, Camila. And I hope everybody can identify with that. I love not leaving.
Super dope.
No, that was dope. Thank you.
Because, like, for me too, sorry, you're gonna for me too, like, I visit Puerto Rico. So when I go to my grandparents' house, it's like, I don't want to leave. Like, I know that when I leave, I won't be able to just go to their house. So it's,
Right.
That finality. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll have a brand new way of
thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for sharing your amazing poetry, your amazing... I hate the word using the word.
Like, I don't even...
We'll take it.
Yeah. Oh my God, I like being called amazing.
It's amazing.
I'll take it.
Share, definitely.
Thank you.
Right, yeah, it was. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for that.
I'm truly, truly grateful. You know, I've shared a lot of these poems. I've only shared in my local poetry space. I've never really put them on a bigger platform or stage, and so I'm grateful to share it with La Vida Poetry and you and Cecilia and Raquel and Camila and you know, all these poems are free on my website, cabbythepoet.com. Mm-hmm. You can read them, search them, find them, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Cabby the Poet, and I'm happy to interact with anybody who wants to ever talk poetry or ever needs a lawyer in Texas.
Well, hopefully.
I just want to echo Zachary's sentiment of, like, being so grateful for this opportunity, because never, like, a year ago, I would not have thought that I would have had someone slip in my DMs and be like, hey, I have a poetry podcast, like, we'd like to invite you. Like, it's amazing to me. Like, I'm just kind of stepping into myself now, and it's been a wonderful journey. I'm so happy that you guys have been, like, a formative part of that. It's weird to, like, have an outsider believe in you when you, like, go back and forth on if you're good or not. So
keep doing what you're doing.
I have a mission. I want to own a book of every poet that I have on this show. So you guys are going to be gracing and blessing my coffee table for sure. So when people come and look at my coffee table, I'll be like, yeah, they read for me.
Seriously.
Definitely. I'm working on it. Can I just say, Camila, I wrote down two things that you said during you just said, you know, you didn't think you were all those things. You are a poet. Your voice matters. Your story matters. And I wrote down two things that I just had to stop listening to you write it down. Fear became a faithful friend, and to bloom with intention. And I really love both of those lines you said. And I think for me, I'm going to try to bloom with intention going forward and wanting to write and put poems forward. And, you know, so, hey, we're all in the same, you know, boat. And I hope you continue stepping into yourself.
Oh, yes, that makes me so happy, because the whole point, like, this book that I'm writing I started writing it, and I'm writing it for me because I never thought that I would see myself doing something like this, and now it's happening and it's real. But I'm also putting myself in a vulnerable position because I'm thinking of people out there who have experienced what I have and feeling like they're losing touch with reality and honestly hating themselves and not having something to hold on to. And if I can be someone's lifeline, I just by sharing my emotions, like that's all I want, for someone to like carry those words right. And be a comfort for them.
That's both powerful. Amazing.
You guys are both amazing, beautiful souls. Oh my God.
Thank you for creating the space.
No, absolutely. Do any of you have any other works coming out for you, Camino or Zachary? Anything we need to look out for soon?
I'm going to work on, I have a lot of poems that I think need to find a home. So my goal this year is to put those poems together, but I'll be writing a poem a day in April, through cabbythepoet.com. So every day there's going to be a new poem for at least 30 days. So that's awesome. Going to be my next, focus. Nice. And, so I'm grateful for that.
Awesome. Do you have any works coming out, Camila?
Any works like in like magazines or articles or
anything that, you know, we can push?
I don't want to say only thing because it took a while, but my book, yeah, but it hasn't. I'll keep you updated on that.
Yes, please do, because we will try our best to support it. And like I said, I have a goal of having all of y'all just bless my coffee table.
I'm grateful for that goal too. I want to bless the coffee table.
So, and thank you guys for sharing with us and everyone who tuned in tonight or today for our monthly series of La Vida Poetry. Follow us on Instagram at la_vida_poetry and turn on your notifications. Next month is, as Zachary said, is Poetry Month, and we have two episodes that I'm really, really working hard to get everyone.
Yes, that'll be great.
To record with us.
Absolutely. So stay tuned. Miss Rocky, so co-host of the Latin Babbler Show. So you guys got to go on the website, latinbabbler.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Catch our video of this session and all the other sessions that we have on there. And thank you once again to all the poets, Zachary and Camila, for sharing with us tonight. And also don't forget to follow me, Absolutely Miss Rocky, which is Absolutely_MZRaki, RAQUI, and my co-host Cecilia at Around the Way Talk. See y'all next time. Desde Nicaragua hasta Costa Rica, con esta canción todo mundo se identifica. Llamen a los chilenos y a los cubanos, llamen a Puerto Rico y a los mexicanos, que ya se armó la rumba. Desde Panamá hasta Ecuador, vámonos a Perú y luego hasta Salvador. Que se escuche en Brasil y Argentina. Yo quiero un grito de mi gente latina y levantaré mi bandera, estando en mi país o estando allá afuera. Porque para mí mira noches sin fronteras. Levantaré mi bandera.